Low Budget Live, coming to you from the Venice, Louisiana Marina. And thank y'all. Bass versus Redfish. Well, the Redfish are winning right now. My thumbs, you can't see them. They have absolutely beat the hell out of D-Money for 3 days. His well-manicured hands, Diesel, are never going to be the same.
They're not soft as baby bottoms anymore.
They're really not. They're really not.
As we say that, he looks at his thumb.
He does look
at
his thumb.
He's off camera, but he does look at his thumb.
Thank y'all for joining us. It's a challenge. Broadcasting from the Venice, Louisiana Marina. We're broadcasting from a houseboat. Yep. Right here on a houseboat.
Is it a houseboat or a boathouse?
I'm on a boathouse
where you put a boat, right?
Yes.
So it's got to be a houseboat. Okay.
I think it's a houseboat. 15,000 viewers on Low Budget Live right now. 15,000 viewers. Got to give a shout out to the man for being here. This breaks the all-time guest record. Diesel, you're a co-host. You're not
look
just
who
a,
just joined in on the podcast.
Oh, my lovely
Daniel Weaver.
What's up, Daniel? My lovely bride, Marissa Duncan, chiming in, who is also a co-host on Low Budget Live and is probably
the best one you've ever had, the fan favorite.
Yeah. I would say. I get a lot of comments about Marissa. What's up, Shanna? Joining in, Shanna Ramsey. Any of you guys need a pro staff deal?
You call Shanna at DX Marina?
No, do not. No, you don't. You call Darian.
No, hold on. You got Darian. An email. You don't call because she doesn't answer.
That's right.
That's what I do.
Yeah,
I'm with you, Shanna. Don't answer and make them email.
Fat Cat Newton says, Darian is the fattest skinny guy I ever saw.
Oh,
I like that.
Is that an oxymoron?
I don't know.
I like it.
Thank you, Fat Cat.
At least he didn't point
out. What's
up,
buddy? Long time, Shanna. Long time no see, Fat Cat. It's been a while.
If y'all stay around, we'll pass out Shanna's number at the end.
Yeah, we'll post Shanna's number if any of you guys want a 13% discount on a trolling motor handle, G4 trolling motor handle.
Or some G juice. 13% off G juice.
We'll hook you up. One of the co-hosts, one of the squad members.
I barely made it this week, man. It's been a long couple of days for me. I mean, we started out with that popping cork, and very quickly they got after my thumb.
You about lost a finger. To hear Darian in the back of a hashtag Ranger Boats RT188 aluminum boat.
Boom, perfect.
Boom, got it in there. Which the fuel in is very clean due to StarTron.
That's
right here. That boat's running good this week down here in Venice, Louisiana. But to hear Darian, it sounds like he's fighting. I net him and he takes him to the back and this is like, what? It got me.
I whooped that ass.
Eventually,
you see me here, so it looks like everything worked itself out.
Yes.
At the end of the day,
one thing about it, even though his thumbs are ripped up, it was worth it.
It was worth it.
That's what I was.
Because we don't have the soundboard tonight.
We got. Why 12, do you need a sound? Why do you got a soundboard when you got the original?
We do have.
It was worth it.
We do have the original. And then over here off camera, the most entertaining man in the houseboat from Ranger Boats, Mr. Jimmy Wallace. He's off camera. And I'm going to tell you about Jimmy. Not only is he a fish catcher, not only does he design a mean boat, he can cut the sides off a redfish better than any human being I've ever seen. There ain't nothing left. It's like ears and jawbones. There's nothing wasted when Jimmy gets after him with a knife. And then tonight, he whips up this amazing deer backstrap just fried. I've been on this this diet, and it don't matter.
It was worth it.
Jimmy hooked us up.
Marissa getting back on that diet when he gets home.
She's going to get me lined out. Marissa is a triple threat. We've talked about that. She's a triple threat. And she's going to get me lined out when I get home. But Venice is really cool. We've met some really, really, really good folks since we've been here. Made some new friends.
We have. Made an enemy. Hey.
We kind of broed out with him today. We can tell that story on Low Budget Live. So So we're down here in two Ranger aluminum boats, just bass tackle, and these guys got their big center consoles. You know, they're out here looking good. They got their popping corks and their live shrimp. And yesterday, to say we put a hurting on these Louisiana redfish would be an understatement.
So much fun.
There were two boats, hashtag power pole down. The one D-Money and I were in, the one Jimmy and the Diesel were in. And it was a spinnerbait, absolute beat. You can't even describe what happened.
No.
And in this situation, there was an old boy in about a $75,000 souped-up
guide
rig.
Center console. Beautiful. Oh, it was a beautiful boat.
We were all jealous. We were like, man, we wish
they
we were in
double
that.
Garmin.
Oh, yeah. Hashtag Garmin Fish Hunt.
Yep.
He had his Garmin and... All I know is he had
three.
And he was using Wright McGill rods. And the crazy thing was the people that were in that boat when he picked them up yesterday morning had three clients.
Can I stop you?
You can stop me.
Read Kane Simpsons and
tell
everybody.
Yeah, need LBL on YouTube. Yeah, so we were going to broadcast live on YouTube. We do not have enough Wi-Fi. It will not let us run two streams. So we had to pick. Sorry, Kane. The video will go up soon. Very soon. Of course, you can also listen to Low Budget Live on Apple and Podbean.
I listened to it.
But what I was about to say is this guy. Any night of single spinning you ever had in your life. The best day of single spinning. We just straight single spinning them right to death. And this guy picked up his clients yesterday at the marina, and they were like, Daddy, look at that. Look at that boat. They were so excited, and we come right up in there in our aluminum boats. And after about 10 minutes of watching four redneck gentlemen from across the southeast
melt themselves,
just smash big old redfish, the guys in that boat were like, damn, I bet that aluminum boat rides good. they wanted in them Rangers, trust me. And we made a frenemy. I think the guy, he picked up the power poles and he kind of blew out of there. We kept high-fiving and catching them. And then we saw him this morning in the marina and he goes, you boys headed back over there today? We said, we are. He goes, I'll see you there. And we got over there and the son of a gun was power pole down on the goods right on our spot. So we got hole jumped by a Venice, Louisiana guide.
That's right.
You know why? Because that's what we do.
That's what we do.
That's why you're a professional angler.
That's what
Daniel
we do.
Daniel Weaver, we did have some dang good redfish on the half shell last night. Mm-hmm.
So we had redfish on the half shell. We had some pork chops. With some meat church. Had some gospel. On there.
Meat church.
And Spank killed it as usual. Tonight has us a little appetizer.
A little
before Jimmy's amazing potato. What'd you call them, Jimmy? River potatoes. River potatoes, mm-hmm. and backstrap and this, oh man, deep fried goodness. What'd you do? Give the folks a little. You don't have to give them all of it because everybody's got their trade secrets.
Well, I mean, when you
but you can tease them a little bit, make their mouths water, Diesel.
When you have a deep fryer fired up and you got potatoes laying around, I mean, there's nothing else to do but cut them babies up super thin, throw them in that grease, see what happens.
And what happened was mind blowing. Yeah. Let's just get that right out.
It's
right
probably
now.
One of my favorite things.
Oh, the
easiest,
so good.
It's one of the easiest things you can do. But we made some homemade potato chips, and if y'all play your cards right, I might post a picture too on Instagram.
I know you know the Diesel S Arms 55 on Instagram. You know the Diesel's gonna post some food pictures. It's gonna be a food pic. It's gonna be off the Traeger. Now didn't have the Traeger this week, so
we made do with the gas grill. Now I do have a travel Traeger.
But luckily D Money was here because he's got the same gas grill at home.
And I know exactly how to start it.
And
so
he started.
What I did was what I bring to the table, a lot of guys don't have, you know, a lot of guys got these Traegers.
Yeah, they don't have that skill set.
They got these green eggs and I can fire that grill up quick. And so
let me get the propane.
Yeah.
Let me hit the igniter.
Yeah.
Look, and now y'all can do what you do. No. He was the valve man.
Hey, but one thing I haven't told y'all yet.
$19,000 on Low Budget Live right now.
I did want to let y'all in on this, and I've been holding back on it for a while. And I really do have a treat for y'all in the morning. I've been hiding it.
The microwavable biscuits, because I saw them this afternoon.
Okay, I was hoping nobody would see it, but I got sausage and chicken microwavable biscuits for the morning.
Yeah.
And I really feel like that'll be good. I feel like then everyone will have contributed.
I got bad news for you. I had to throw them in the damn garbage because we got so many gallon Ziploc bags full of redfish fillets in that freezer. So I had to cool them.
All right. We'll just eat Pop-Tarts.
Signature D-Money boot leather steak, Travis T, coming in.
It was.
Hey. He throws them away because his grill runs out of propane. Just throws them in the trash.
Don't get a cast iron skillet. Finish them. Just throw them bad boys in the trash. Hey, it's all
listen,
good, brother.
This boy rolls. He rolls.
Hey, we get hanging out. And he comes to some tournaments this year. We'll get him straightened out.
We'll get him lined out. How's the thumb, Darian? Tyler Kane wants to know.
Well, you just better be glad there's one left to talk about is all I got to say.
I'll tell you the funniest quote I heard all weekend. We've been here 2 days, three days. I don't know.
A long time.
I drove all night to get here.
You ain't even slept.
It's worth it. It was worth it. But tonight I was getting the chips ready, and they're finishing up out there. And
cleaning some fish.
They had them all filleted and out there, and they're rinsing them off, getting ready to bag them. And I hear Luke start laughing in his signature laugh and say, "Damn, Darren, they're dead. They're not going to bite you again." That's all I heard out there. But I'll tell you this: they are mean. If you don't know how to handle them, the only
way to handle them is like Jimmy handles, where he hits them over the head and they die. Yeah. That's the only way they ain't going to bite you. I've grabbed them by the tail. I've grabbed them by the gills. I've grabbed them with pliers. I've elbow dropped them. But don't matter. They going to bite you.
What? So the deal about the redfish is, if y'all don't know, he looks real pretty. He's got his colors and spots. And
he has the mouth of a snapping turtle.
Well, his mouth, even his mouth ain't that bad, but his top lip is a trick because it's got these fangs that come out of the top of it.
And they do have fangs. They're hidden.
They're hidden.
They're sneaky veins.
So,
fangs.
So if
not sneaky veins. I got sneaky veins.
Yeah.
A catfish on steroids.
That's
coming
from Jimmy Wallace.
That's straight up. But they will, and they'll lock. Their jaw will
and then they roll.
Latch.
And then they roll.
Like an alligator.
And then they roll like this.
Crocodile.
And Darian does this. With every one of them he catches.
I do the same.
I flop on the floor today, and he's like, I set one on the back deck in the net. I'm like, where do you want him? He's
get
like, back
devil
here.
Child away.
Oh. I swear, the last one, his newest strategy this afternoon was to...
Just leave that sucker in the net. Put your knee down on him. I wrangled that sucker. I unhooked him in the net.
And measured him in the net.
Measured him in the net. And I just slung him back in the water.
Shout out to Hog Trough. I didn't know there was such a thing. But we bought the biggest measuring board of all time at
which we
at
have
Cabela's.
Maxed out a couple times.
We have maxed out. And he laid him in the net in the Hog Trough.
Kane Simpson calling you out on the stage.
Kane, I gotta go. I'll
swear on my life.
I'll swear on my children's lives that was not a stage hook set.
I swear on my life.
I didn't even know he really had my phone.
The sun had just came out for about, I don't know, 30 minutes.
And it's been raining since about last Tuesday.
So, as soon as the sun came out, Luke picked up a swim bait and he starts catching them pretty quick. Well, there's some spots, these little cuts in this grass that Luke's like, dude, I'm going to catch one right here. Whack! Catches one. So that's when I started filming. Well, we get to another one of them cuts, and that's when I did the selfie. And
bowed up.
Only because he's an FLW Tour pro.
And I knew it was real.
I did have a couple adjustments in the last couple of days.
They were big.
They were big. And I caught one on my knees today.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Easy.
It was
a redfish, guys.
It was real because we were about 50 yards away, and you hear Luke say, "How damn cool was that?" You just hear that coming from the other side of the freaking cane.
That's right. Then we jumped through them canes.
Yeah, and we were on the other side where there's an opening you could get in there.
That wasn't as cool.
No.
You gotta.
We're not FLW Tour pros like
no,
you.
No, and you know
that Ranger boat is a tool to you. We understand
it is indeed a tool, and it's a loaner
too.
Without the risk of sounding like I'm sucking up, it's a hell of a tool.
It's a hell of a tool.
That Ranger boat is the deal. And this is speaking of that. This is my first time. I've seen them at the dealer meetings, and I've got buddies that got them. But this is the first time I've got to spend a lot of time in that RT 188, and that's a smooth running Smooth Running Boat, you guys are looking at the comments and laughing at
Jay Lear, 2112. I just signed Hunter. I caught one on my knees. I'm with you there.
Well, welcome aboard, Jay Lear. Glad you could hear that. It was a redfish. Nothing else.
It was worth it.
It was worth it. It was not worth it.
We have said
give up.
It was worth it.
Give up.
I don't know how many times this week.
If you guys have been keeping up, our newest slogan in life that we're going by is just that, is give up. You know, there are too many people. We feel like Darian and I have decided there are too many damn people on Instagram telling you, you know what? It's going to be good. The sun's going to come out tomorrow. Just keep
grinding.
Keep grinding. Keep hammering down. Them fish will bite eventually. Mike Iaconelli, never give up. Well, you know what? Sometimes the weather sucks.
Give them.
Life's hard. That's right. Grinded. Jimmy Wallace says life's hard. Grinded out. Exactly. We say, give up. Some days you just got to say, you know what? It's 8:15. I've been in the deer stand since only 6:30, but it's cold and I ain't seen ones. Give up. That's what we're saying. All you kids out there with dreams.
Give up.
Keep working.
Just pick something you're just okay with doing. Just go do it.
Plus, burgers is easy. I mean,
just go do it. Just go do it. Give up. Tackle Craft coming in.
Hey, what kind
R. of... R. Kelly.
The
R. Kelly.
Oh.
I love it.
I want that. Doot, doot.
Let me get it.
How many take, R. Kelly, takes what's on the up? Lip sync?
I mean,
the lip sync took about
122
takes. The lip sync took a lot of
takes. I would like to say the lip stink.
Lip stink.
The lip sync story post didn't take 27 takes as we idled out the burrito, but it did. But it was worth it.
It was so worth it.
It was. That was a good one. Theoretically,
Dan, what's up, brother? Yeah, that was that one was funny. And Darian kept saying, now, what are you saying? Because we tried it without even practicing.
Luke would change like
imagine that
a couple words.
Imagine that.
But I also sucked, and it was funny. It was very funny. Poopy. So,
a poo poo.
Does anyone else want to hear Jacob Wheeler say, "I love eating Spanish spaghetti in Spain with spicy sausage"? Fat cat. This guy.
Oh my God!
I want to hear that.
Yeah, get that on. Record it and send it to Luke. He'll play it.
I would like to. I would like to see that. We've got to give, I feel like we're just giving lots of shout outs, but we got to give a shout out to the folks at Journey South Outfitters.
Oh, yeah.
Eric and Mo, two awesome people. If you ever watch Carter Andrews Fishing Show, they're on there a ton, but they run a cool camp down here. And Eric and Mo, they fed us real good one night, some good old Cajun food, and got us lined out so we absolutely wouldn't tear the bottom out of one of these. Ranger boats showed us where we could run around some of these canals.
If we did tear the bottom out, it'd still float.
It would still float. That is true. It's got all that flotation. Hashtag still building legends one at a time. Hashtag Ranger 50. Hashtag the diesel.
It's worth it.
Is that what y'all say when y'all
cut
them holes in them boats for commercials?
Yeah.
It was worth it.
It is. I promise you.
But y'all go follow Journey South Outfitters. They absolutely one of the best tuna guides down here. Amazing red fishermen, but they're sponsored by a ton of folks, Costa and Yeti. A lot of big brands associate themselves with these guys. Are class acts. And then if you're ever down here, we're staying in a houseboat renting on VRBO, but we've got to know Miss Amy Real Therapy. I'm telling you, this thing, it sleeps like six or eight people. Awesome kitchen, two bathrooms, and truly park a boat.
Park your boat out, literally out front.
Your front door is the water. Yeah, and we've got these two Rangers pulled right up here. Fish cleaning table. Got an ice machine on the porch.
That has a bucket in it?
That has a bucket in it.
Yeah. Where do we put the bucket? There.
Shout out to Starbright Mom's Basement. Just like a pro. Just like a pro. But, It's been awesome. Other than the hurricane, you know, Category 7 hurricane that came through here about 2 this morning, if you saw my story, it got a little interesting. I'm not going to lie.
I slept through it. I heard thunder at 1:18.
Jimmy and I were up making sure we were protecting this house.
But we made sure both stay kind
of. Yes, we did.
So did me and Darian.
19,000 listening to us on low budget. So if you're just joining in, we are on a houseboat in Venice, Louisiana, the Venice, Louisiana Marina down here. And we are headed into the final day of a four-day absolute redfish beatdown. We got a freezer full of redfish fillets. We are huge advocates of catch and release, but
until it comes to redfish.
But when we got down here, we realized they have a serious problem in Venice. They got too many of these things. So we've been, you know, they almost attacked the boat. So we had to take a few out every day just to make sure that we keep the numbers balanced. You know.
That slot limit thing down here is probably the greatest thing that I ever did for their fishery.
That's true.
The number of 27-plus fish that we've
got. Oh, ain't no true. Doubt. No Definitely doubt. They so for those of you who don't know, you can keep 5 per person, and you can only keep them in a slot 16 to 27 inches, which is a big fish, by the way.
Yeah.
27 inches is a dang big one when you're a bass fisherman, and we've caught several around 30.
Lot of them have been over 27.
A lot of them have been over 27, 27, 28, 29, and you catch a lot of 25s. It's just crazy how many you catch. First day, we got to catch them on a popping cork with a little swim bait. So if you saw us and it looked like we had a bobber, we did. Yeah. But it's a popping cork.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, it's like a pop-R, yeah, basically.
And then
calls them up.
It's got a
FLW Pro used bobber.
Yeah.
No, I would use it in a tournament if they bit it like they do here.
Cork up top that slides around. It's got weights on it, beads on it, so it makes a lot of noise. Below that, about, I don't know.
Jimmy's going to go get one. You're going to go get a popping cork. Yeah,
the best ones. The best ones are the ones you fish out of the bushes.
Jimmy
Wallace.
So, but yeah, it's got a swim bait hangs down below it, just a regular old swim bait on a regular swim bait hook, but we put them to good work.
The first day, and we caught some on a chatterbait the first day.
A couple.
And a rattle trout.
The cool thing about this trip was what I was telling Luke earlier. The first day we got to do the red fishing thing, throw the popping cork. We caught them.
Which is how you find them.
Yeah, how you find them. And we were getting, we didn't hire a guide on this trip. So Luke's kind of breaking out a lot of the stuff, whatever. And we were putting in the right area, but Luke, there we go.
There it is.
There it is.
Popping
cork. Just get the bobbers out of the brush.
That is true. Jimmy Wallace with the pro tip. If you want to know where the guides are fishing in Venice, just look where these are broke off everywhere because people can't cast. But that's it. So that thing just pops, and you use 30-pound mono leader from this swivel right here on the back to a little jig head, a little swim bait, and to quote Fat Cat Newton,
crush it.
Boom goes the dynamite. When you jerk
wall
it a couple
wall,
times,
whoosh, top
it goes the other way. No, it's freaking awesome. But we did that the first day, yeah, D-Money.
That was the first day. So then the second day, we felt like we kind of figured them out. Dude, this one is loud.
That one is so loud. That's all.
That's the
one-knocker version. That's the one-knocker.
One-knocker.
So anyhow, the next day, we felt like we kind of figured out the area, whatever. So Luke, being the pro that he is, we pull in there yesterday.
It was different.
The tide was different. The wind was a lot
big time.
A lot stronger.
30 miles an hour stronger.
Yeah,
it was a lot stronger.
Hashtag power pole.
Hashtag still on aluminum boats. Not big fiberglass center consoles.
That's right. That's right.
And so we go back to the same place, and literally, Spanky and Jimmy thought they would leave us because they thought they could figure it out. And we pulled back.
No, I think they lost faith in us real quick because we had caught them so good, and we had them hyped up about how easy it was going to be, because I caught 4 on my first 4 casts the first morning, if you remember right. And we had told these guys that story, and once I didn't catch 4 on my first 4 casts, they were just gone.
Yeah.
They weren't even in sight anymore. They left us. And it took us a few minutes to get dialed in.
We got set back up, and Luke says, dude, I bet you they'd bite the spinnerbait instead of the cork today because the wind. I said, well, hell, every pro says that. Tie one on, you sucker.
And then
Luke says, quack, quack, quack.
And then we put about 10 in the boat, and I said, you think we ought to go find them other guys? Because they're out of sight. So we went and got them. They came back with power pole down side by side, and then it was just, I don't even know what happened after that. I mean, the guy that watched us do it was not happy. That's for sure. It was Fat Cat coming in. One of the best Zona shows was him and Hack slinging big spinnerbaits for us. That was down here. And I can tell you right now, if you're a bass fisherman that throws a spinnerbait at all, you've never, ever, ever, ever had a bite this hard, I don't think.
So the swim baits we're using is a little snap-on swim bait. So we use a regular...
Single spinner.
A single spin. So we use a regular swim bait hook with a regular swim bait on the back of it, just like you would throw it at a lake for bass.
Yeah.
But it attaches to the top of it and clips in the
one Colorado
tie.
Blade.
It's a one Colorado blade, really, really thick wire.
Yeah. Like a beetle spin.
Like a beetle spin.
But a souped up heavy wire. And we truly use one all day. And then Darian, he lost one here at the dock last night.
We'll discuss that later. We'll discuss that later.
Casey tells us, he says, B-Lat went down there and threatened to move. Well, I've been here three times now. And, if you like it, a lot of guys are like, oh, I don't like saltwater fishing or, you know, I'm telling you right now, it's not that bad to come down here. It's mm-hmm. worth saving up for. If you ain't got it to do it, I promise you there are tons of guides. If you don't have your own boat to bring, it is absolutely, it's worth coming, I think, any time of the year. And maybe Venice, Louisiana's tourism will sponsor me. I mean, I'm really dropping.
I've tagged them
and
everything.
I mean, if you had, like, some of those boats we saw had three guys in it. I think three would be the most I'd like to have.
We saw some
but one
four,
today had four.
Yeah.
Well, so but you got to remember, the guide's not fishing. So,
yeah. But,
I mean, you
so
can't
if
fish
you had
four.
Four, you know, you and two buddies, or I would say two buddies. I think I would like to have three people casting the boat would be most. But
yeah.
If it was $400, $500, and you split that and stayed rooming, it wouldn't be that bad of a trip to.
No, I don't
save
think so.
Well,
it depends on how far
down.
You live from here, you know. But it's a solid 10-hour drive for us down. But I promise you, this place, it's where the Mississippi, for those of you that don't know, it's where the Mississippi River runs all the way through the stinking country, and it's where it dumps out into the Gulf of Mexico, and it makes this huge delta that's the most amazing maze of canals and ditches and ponds, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
You better, if you do bring your own boat,
it's wild.
It's wild.
There's alligators.
Yeah, there's alligators and otters and snakes. Well, yesterday, what day did we get down here? Friday?
You got down here Friday. I got down here Saturday.
We're going to talk about that, too. We're going to talk about what an animal you are, sir.
Let's talk about this morning. So, to finish the catching story, yesterday we smashed them on those spinnerbaits. It was the greatest day of fishing I ever had.
It was coming from a guy that lives on Gunnersville.
It was awesome.
That's a statement.
So we pull up this morning and it was wind at all. There was literally, the wind wasn't blowing. We pull up in the same place. It looks good. The tide was higher, and we didn't get any bites on the spinnerbait. We didn't get any bites on that popping cork. Luke's like, dude, let me just see if this swim bait will work. And I'm like, that swim bait don't work. Luke throws that swim bait up there. Whack!
And we got to see, the water cleared up too. So had a big south wind pushed this water's really dirty down here right now. So we've had a ton of rain. The river's high, and the water had cleared up. You could see a foot deep, and yesterday you couldn't with the wind, and it had really cleared up overnight. And man, old speed shed, absolutely smashed them on a trocar weighted belly hook. But we got to see every one of them come up, meet it. And
In a couple inches of water.
And it was silly all the way around. But yesterday.
Hey, Hannah.
We shouldn't even tell this story, but we will. We will. We'll tell this as a story of caution, a cautionary tale, if you will. We walked outside yesterday morning, and let's just say it was foggy.
Yeah.
Foggy would be an understatement.
And, you know, this place is twists and turns and canals, and you come out of the Venice Marina, and where we've been going, we've been out actually having to run across the Mississippi River into another canal, and so on. There are shrimp boats and freighters.
Yeah, freighter.
You guys saw one today that had what? You guys counted.
We counted. It had 3,250 semi-trailers loaded on it.
They counted
3,000.
Each one of them.
They almost didn't make it back,
so you can count, and we can do math in Arkansas. But the reason we counted is because not only that, but then there was a tugboat coming up the river also, and there was like, we had nowhere to go, so we just stopped in the canal.
We just counted
and said, no, this ain't going to be real good. So off we rolled, and we sat there and waited. But, yeah, giant cruise ships come out of there from New Orleans. To put it in perspective.
Yeah, it's huge.
Anyway, go ahead.
So we're all keyed up. Darian and I had already got to fish a day. We smashed them, which we've already told you. Jimmy and Spank get here. Jimmy got here on Friday. The diesel works all day at, in flipping at Ranger. His little man Maddox has a deal at a homecoming deal, right?
Yeah, he was he carried the crown for the queen. Tried to get them digits too.
I guarantee he did because he's a little stud. And then you drove. You got in the Chevy Silverado
in Mountain Home, Arkansas at 6:17 p.m. What time I left my house in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
I got a text from this man at 4:55 a.m. Says, call me when you get up. So when I woke up, I see it, and I call him. Where are you at, Diesel? I'm parked next to your truck. He was here.
He was here. I was afraid. One, I couldn't find it because there's several houseboats out here. But I was still pretty.
What's up with Darian in the Biffle shorts? Tom and Biffle shorts.
Ooh.
If you guys see anything you shouldn't, just let us know.
Yeah, we'll turn the camera.
I don't think you got to worry about that. I watched him run for them redfish all week.
And I pulled in.
Give up.
So I pulled in at 4:55 and
Hannah, you have my back on this.
No, she's not going to. He is not a triple threat. We know that.
Oh,
I don't know.
And
Hannah's laughing, but she does not have your back.
So instead of trying to find this place at 4:55 in the morning, I just decided I'm gonna park. There's Luke's truck. I'm gonna park here. I'll send him a text and let ease the old seat back. And about 6:30, 6:40, you called before then, but yes, that's when I kind of woke up and thought, hey, it's daylight. And I looked at my phone and Luke had called, and of course it was, like you said, foggy. And
but you were excited. You drove all night, so we had to go. Jimmy was excited. We wanted to go fishing.
And it's foggy.
That don't even really describe it. And Darian and I were idling out, and I look at him, and I said, you know, man,
it was white.
I'm like, man, I really can't see that far. I don't know that this is a good idea. And Bill Taylor would have said, boys, we're not going in this fog.
We'll have to put them on the trailer, son.
Hey. And it would have been a long fog delay in an FLW.
Yeah, like all day.
Yeah,
like all
day. Because it was something, but... We took off at what I felt was a safe speed.
Which was just on pad.
We weren't flying. We weren't, you know. And
you had your trail. And you had
We had our nav lights on.
Yeah.
And life jackets on and zipped up. And we were ready to go. And the thing was, though, I had my GPS trail from the day before. Jimmy and Spank did not. So they were having to follow us in the fog.
And have never been
here, didn't know the twists and turns we were fixing to take. So we
had full confidence in you, Luke.
Well, I appreciate that. At the point that we almost got decapitated by the shrimp boat, did you lose confidence in me?
A shrimp boat the size of a house just appeared out of the fog.
Yeah. Well, and when we say appear, it ain't like, oh, geez. There's that thing, 75 yards. It's like,
there's that thing, like that. 25 feet.
I was like, I love you, Marissa. I was screaming it.
But here's the thing. Not one light.
He didn't have a light on.
Not a light on that shrimp boat.
And to quote Jimmy Wallace, he said, I saw the nets coming out of the fog, and I thought we were running close to the bank, and he was tied up. Jimmy I was freaking out. I dart around him, and then immediately Darian and I both turned around to watch our buddies get ran over by, because I was like, oh, no. And they were really close to it by the time they saw it. Jimmy never wavered. And Spank sitting up front on the center console. He just waved at us like it wasn't no big deal. Darian and I were like, I got by a little.
We hadn't been here, so we didn't know the son of a bee was moving. That's the thing.
No, he was moving. He was moving.
Yeah, we saw by the look on your face when you look like a ghost.
No, he was moving. Like, all right.
How close was that boat?
He was close. We said maybe 10, 20 feet from you guys by the time y'all came ducking around.
It was pretty dang close, I promise.
It was close. He never blew a horn.
It was so close that when they passed him, that boat was crossing their wake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And then it was so foggy that when that happened, then we lost that boat. Like, it just disappeared. Yeah. It might have been a ghost ship. Could have been a ghost ship. That was a theory.
Could have been in our imagination.
Ever even happened. We did eat, Spank put some mushrooms and some scrambled eggs that morning. I don't know what kind. Somebody sold them to him in the Venice Marina parking lot. Tyler Wilkerson.
At 4:50 in the morning.
Hey, Edwards Jewelers says, hello, it's me.
It sounds really, really scammy.
That sounds like a bot. Edwards Jewelers, if you're real, my wife wants a big fat diamond for Christmas. Hit me up in the DMs, bro. And Spank's wife, and Jimmy's wife, and D Money, his wife to be, gonna need them wedding rings. Shout out to D Money and Hannah.
Yep.
Save the date.
Save the date.
April 20th.
We're gonna do a low budget live from the reception.
God, that'll be good. I'm in. Am I getting invited?
Oh yeah.
All right. Then we're doing LBL
like to,
from the reception.
I would like to announce on LBL right now that I'm gonna be in the wedding.
That's right.
I'm so pumped. I'm a groomsman. Are you hurt?
No, that is just awesome.
Well, he officially asked me this week.
I just asked him before we came
down. And what was crazy is he asked me, and I was really excited. I was honored to be asked. And then he's like, so do you think you might be able to get us hooked up on a cool fishing trip for Biden? And I was like, oh, that's why I got invited.
I was using
him. Hey, I'll tell you.
Just kidding. That
you,
didn't
you
really
need
happen.
To – you want to talk about a cool fishing trip?
Alex Davis, are you what?
Is he invited?
Am I?
Yep. You're invited.
All
for sure.
Anglers
you're
are
definitely
invited.
Not in it. If you didn't
no,
get it, it's like the Bass Pro Tour. If you didn't get your invite this week, like I had to tell David Dudley, if you didn't get an invite this week, you ain't in. The official groomsman, Darian Hannah, invites went out this week, and I got one, and I'm pretty pumped about that. Alex Davis says, yay.
I'll tell you, you want to go on a fishing trip? I don't know about fishing trip, but Corey Johnson, when he got married, they took a little bachelor party to Mexico that sounded pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, I can imagine that would have been them Johnson, the Johnson brothers.
And several more Canadians. They like to have a good time up.
Canadians, their brains are frozen for half the year. So when they thaw out, they just go nuts.
They got to go.
They got to go.
Hannah officially gave up.
Brock.
Darian wasn't giving up. She knew that.
Listen. Casey, with the comment of the night, says Scott Barton will be making his announcement shortly regarding the Darian Hannah wedding.
That is
he's
good.
Like, me and my wife talked about it, and I don't think we're going to be able to go. No, you didn't get invited.
Brock has LBL during the wedding.
We'll set up. Are you going to have Wi-Fi at the wedding? We're going to need it because we don't have very good Wi-Fi.
Y'all getting
Wi-Fi
married
here
in a church or like some big
we're
fancy
getting married
place?
In a barn.
In a barn? That's kind of a thing.
It ain't going to have Wi-Fi. Ain't no way a barn's going to have Wi-Fi. Is your pawpaw going to be there?
My pawpaw will be there.
We need pawpaw on Low Budget Live.
We do.
Dude, at the reception.
During an
Alabama football game, which we got
we
to
were
watch
getting
down
videos
here.
Last night.
We were getting videos of Darian's pawpaw, and he is one of the greatest Alabama fans of all time. And
rest in peace, Bear Bryant.
Rest in peace, RIP,
Bear. Roll Tide.
We gave the shout out to Journey South. We had to get that out there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We've talked about the Ranger aluminum boats. Let's talk fishing world. I think anyone know if Randy Flowers is ordained? I don't know who is Randy Flowers. Let's not even bring that up on this thing. After I got accused of being Randy Flowers for 2 months, I try not to even talk about it anymore. Ridiculous. I'm thirsty.
I'm not. I've been drinking beer.
How about that StarTron? Shouldn't drink it, right? But you know what you can do with it. You can pour it in your weed eater. You can put it in your chainsaw.
How about a lawnmower?
You know, lawnmower, absolutely fantastic in a lawnmower. I'm proud you asked that. Really takes the fight to ethanol. And you know the thing about your lawnmower, diesel is you might fill it up at the end of yard cutting season.
Correct.
And it may have a little gas left in it.
Yeah.
That gas can go bad. Pour you some StarTron in there. Yeah, Jimmy Wallace coming in. Perfect for seasonal equipment like log splitters and leaf blowers. Snow blowers.
Hey.
I'm adding that to the weekly StarTron ad. I like that. Hannah walks out. Chris Jones. Wow. I'm emceeing this event.
That is funny.
Yeah. Rich. Yeah. Show me your two best rings. Let's see it. Wow. We can have Matt.
He catches
Matt
them everywhere we go.
He gets bit by redfish everywhere we go. Luke shows up smiling at boat check every morning, dreading catching one. I've said that all week, that Darian loves to reel in the redfish. When they get next to the boat, he just wants to cut his line.
Three or four times this week, I've set the hook and let Luke do all the rest of it.
and I'm showing it. We met a guy down here, Andy Miner. Guides in the Florida Keys, and he comes here to guide for 3 months, and we were talking about this, and we're like, man, is there any better way to hold these things? He's like, no. And his thumb looked like you took a cheese grater. Just been working on it since last Tuesday.
Hey, anybody that gets invited to Darian's wedding, might buy him a Boga grip just for just see if he ever comes back red fishing. That'd be a good wedding gift for him.
Padded gloves.
Sorry, Hannah, but
hold on. Only 9,000 on low budget live. Hey, right
did
now,
I just say
I think
something?
They don't
does
like the redfish.
Make a Boga style grip.
No
tool.
We're working on one.
We're working on a dairy. It's called it's D money. The D force.
Yes, you're gonna go back and show all the big wigs at TH. This is why we need one. Look at the thumb.
The D force. Boga grip fish remover. D force.
I think our Wi-Fi is not reaching out to everybody. That's why we've only got.
Do you really think that's the deal?
Yeah.
Does that matter? I don't know.
We've never had this.
Oh yeah, especially on a Sunday night.
No, Sunday night would be good.
We're losing them and coming and going. I hope it's been okay. I hope the feed's been all right. We're trying. This is pretty much, when you say end of the earth.
Not a lot of earth below us.
This is one of them places that it's swamp and water. I guess those are one and the same.
Swamp and water, yeah.
Swampy water. Woolly swamp. Charlie Daniels.
Go back in the woolly swamp.
On the Halloween episode of Low Budget Live, which you listened to,
I did.
With Marissa Duncan, that was the song. We opened
Marissa
it up.
Was so funny in that.
Fat Cat says my Wi-Fi is definitely reaching all 10 people. Fat Cat is sporty tonight.
We've got to get
Fat Cat. We've got to make that happen. I don't know. I'll have my people, which is me, contact your people, which is you. I'll text you.
Hey, you know what? You know what we need to do is his laugh.
15,000.
He needs.
Bobby, that's my favorite.
He needs to download those to iTunes and he could sell them. As ringtones.
The Bobby, I know people would buy the Bobby. He's doing one yesterday. He's singing a song in his truck, a damn Luke Combs song. He's like, Bobby. Fat Cat is my bro. I've actually got a video of Fat Cat saying, watch LBL. And I got one of Bill Taylor saying, watch LBL. Who, by the way, Bill Taylor was on Ike Live again. He's like a regular. He's going on there. He knows if he's on there, nobody can come on and do the impression of him. He's defending his turf. But he's been on there out of the last four shows. He's been on there two out of four.
You know what'd be funny?
What?
Is to have you call in as Bill Taylor and y'all talk to each other. All the conversation. Well,
yeah. There was a plan of that, and then that plan got shut down by someone named Bill Taylor.
But that was on a serious note.
That was on a serious note. That was. They were talking about the FLW. That's something. So the field came out. That's something we can talk fishing business. I want to talk a little MLF news as well. Tour list came out. We're going to fish 170. Going to pay 65 places. One of the best payouts we've seen in the last 3 or 4 years. There are some guys complaining about it. I would like to say on my podcast, because I can, if you're complaining about the payout,
go home.
Yeah, don't sign up. I've seen some guys saying they don't trust FLW with the money. I don't know.
Hey, I got an idea.
I've read a lot of internet comments.
Here's what I would say to those guys. In a second.
You just don't have to do
Give
it.
Give up, hey, son.
Go Fish Bass or go Fish Bass Pro Tour. Oh, hold on. You didn't get invited.
Exactly
so
right.
So shut
exactly
the pie
right.
hole and,
a
co- and go
and
do
a,
something
and a couple
else.
Of the guys.
And they're probably millennials.
That's one of the problems that I've seen with some of the guys commenting is they're not. Some of them have been fishing for 3 or 4 or 5 years, and it's ridiculous. But they don't understand how business works. They don't understand how to run an organization, and they all think they've got the best ideas. That being said, there were 100 anglers that got together, signed a petition to FLW. FLW listened to it and worked with us to build the payout we wanted. The people that are complaining did not sign that petition. But now that their name is concrete on the list because they were scared of making somebody mad, now they're beating their chest, and it's just not okay. FLW worked
Give names.
With a group of –
I'm just kidding. Don't get names.
You saw me. It's, you saw me choke up on the back.
I mean, I'm sure it's all online, and you can go dig these people.
Randy
out.
That ain't you. Randy Blockett was one of them.
Amen. Randy Block. But we don't have. We, you know, whatever.
I agree. I agree. Listen,
there have been a group of anglers: Andrew Upshaw, Jordan Osborne, and my buddy Brad Knight. They worked really hard. Heading.
Where's Brad Knight? Is he hunting still?
He's in Saskatchewan now. Flew up there, and I saw him post today. Delta delayed him. He was 27 hours late getting to Saskatchewan. That all? That's all. Yeah,
day or so.
He's up there for the second time. Brad is a deer killer. But those guys worked really hard heading up this angler group with talking to Kathy Fennell, talking to Trish Blake, and they made, and truly, this payout, it's almost 10 grand down to 65th place. We haven't had that in forever based on 100. Yeah, a long time. So, you know, if you're out there pissing and moaning about the payout, give up. That's what we say.
Go home.
Rant over. On that, but truly, it's just
170 is good though. Last year was 186.
Last year we started 186. This year we're going to start 170. The goal is to have 150.
How many finished?
How many finished?
No, how many are going to finish? You're starting with 170
this year.
You always know
162. There'll be 8 dropout.
Very specific number there.
162. There'll be 8 dropout.
And
then we start to pull Jimmy. Jimmy, you've done this forever. How many are you going to drop out of 170? 154?
Jimmy is going big.
Jimmy went big.
Okay. Jason Christie will be out just purely because of...
Now, Jason, this is Jason Christie's number 2 angler. Jason Christie, Fishes Bass Pro Tour, is coming back to that.
No, the other one. The Christie
with a Y, not an IE.
Brad took a Tennessee crop duster to Saskatchewan.
Saw crop duster and thought something else.
Yeah, Jason Christie with a Y got in. About that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I'll say about this. I've seen internet comments, Jason Christie. Nobody even knew. Jason Christie does himself a disservice because he's never got a check in FLW. He's never got a check in Bass whatsoever. And he promotes himself like he is Bill Dance, and that's fine. So he sheds a lot. He brings a lot of attention to himself.
You can have my spot.
That maybe he doesn't belong at the pro level. I'll say that.
I don't mean to talk over you.
You know, but there are... there are guys that probably fish every year that people don't know, you know, and Jason's just one of those guys that shines a light on himself. That's a really good question coming in. Fat Cat, can FLW get 170 marshals to pay? You know, with the program they've got put together, dude, I think that they'll have a shot. Bass has never, to my knowledge, ever had 110. Or 100
early on they did.
But it just depends. I think a lot of it's going to depend on weather at the events. I think a lot of it's going to depend on what area we're in. Yeah, exactly. Fat Cat pros with $500 winnings, but or just negative.
I
winnings.
Wish I could laugh like Fat Cat because I freaking laughed when he said that.
But I don't know. They're giving away a Ranger boat.
Mm-hmm.
Every tournament, Ranger
Lumber. Not every tournament.
It's not every, it's just one.
One. So every.
So I don't know anything. So go ahead, Spank.
No, one boat given away, and I don't know how they're going to do it. The talk was, I haven't seen the official marshal rule, but the talk was that for every day that you marshaled, your name went in the hat for
okay.
a drawing.
Okay. So,
it encourages you to
do
to
multiple tournaments.
Tournaments. And it might not, then they were like, well, that'd be, you know, you get 4 shots at every tournament. You know, not everybody's going to get to because we cut the field and we do this. And so it's, you know, I don't know where they ever ended up, but, you know, it's going to be a good program. I think, you know, personal opinion, I think they're going to struggle in some places.
I think so.
Just in some places.
I think at Rayburn, they could struggle just because it's going to be cold.
Well, not only that, but, you know, just like I do, there's a tournament every weekend in Texas.
That's exactly right.
And all those people down there are anglers. That's
and serious anglers and really good anglers.
And that's where they're going to struggle. You know, I think Florida is the same way. You know, there's a tournament you can fish in Florida every...
That's a fact.
You know, every weekend down there, whether, you know, it's Toho, Harris Chain, you know, Okeechobee. You know, it doesn't matter. And I think that's where they're going to run into problems. You know, when you get to Chickamauga... A lot of fishing fans. I think they can fill it up. I think it'll be good. You know, I think a new place, where is it, Cherokee y'all going?
Cherokee will be in there. There's a lot of people up there in that part of the world.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. But FLW's never been there. I think there's going to build some excitement. It could. I think that's what will help it.
That being said, there's a new rule in place if we do not have
no co-anglers.
And we have no co-anglers.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a new rule you're going to announce. Okay, my bad.
Are you trying to get people fired up?
No.
You trying to get people fired up? There's a new rule. It's mandatory that you have a GoPro in your boat at all times.
Do you have to provide it?
They're going to get us some at discounts. Of course, I have.
Garmin Verbs.
#GarminVerb.
I think the rule actually says a GoPro or an action camera because FLW is sponsored by GoPro. But anyways, you have to have an action camera, and you actually have to, and it's going to be a difficult rule for some guys, especially if they're technologically impaired a little bit, if they don't realize how to do this, but you have to keep the memory card from each day until the next tournament. Can't delete the footage, and you have to be able to provide it at any time. That's going to be interesting. Whoa. Because a GoPro, action camera, Garmin Verb, whatever, sometimes they cut off.
Where does the camera go?
I don't know.
Where does it get mounted?
I don't know.
Let me ask you this. I know exactly
what you're fixing to ask.
What am I going to ask?
Go ahead. You saying what if there's some shenanigans behind the camera?
Well, not that, but let's say you come up and say, okay, we're going to mount them on those big suction cup on your engine cowl to where you get majority of it.
Or, Spank,
but here's
a problem. TH Marine, Yolotech keeps your GoPro charged all day long. #TH Marine Team.
I'm glad you guys caught that. I really did. I mean, I threw that up there like a big
fat song. We both.
We picked up what you were laying down, son. I think a lot of people will utilize a Yolotech.
Maybe you can sell them at a discount. Maybe you need to bring those to
them. There have been guys ordering them.
Hey. Y'all holler at Shana if you need a Yolotech.
Shana, she'll give you 1% off.
You think Dickie Newberry has ever turned on a computer, theoretically, Dan? No.
Dan, I'll tell you this. I know Dickie Newberry through our Texas team trail, BFLs. That is a very smart individual. He has his own business, and I guarantee you he is very technical savvy.
And he can smash them.
Crush them.
Question coming in before it scrolls up. Do you think the FLW tourney on Chickamauga will produce – go ahead and hit that low power mode right there, D-Money – will produce big bags?
When is it? April or May?
It's first week of May. It depends. It depends on if there's still some to look at, or it depends on how many are out there on the ledges. 128. He's legit. I need to get on there right now because I'm gonna need them. No fear fishing. What they're trying to accomplish is just to it's just gonna be footage of each angler fishing to make sure nothing shady's going on. I guess will be the goal of the GoPro. Just because if it captures your every move all day long.
I'd bring 170 to the first tournament at Sam Rayburn.
Yeah.
Have Shanna have them there and sell them, because guys are gonna they're not Yolo gonna think text. Of that.
No.
I mean they're not.
Yeah. And that thing is nice because you turn it on and forget about it. You don't have to mess with it all day long.
Well, that was the other thing. If you put it on your windshield or you put it somewhere else, the problem is getting power to it to keep it charged all day.
Exactly right. That's the biggest problem.
And day one won't be the thing. You could probably remember it on Wednesday. Somebody remind you, but it's after that first day of competition when you're re-rodding. When you re-rod,
we'll put that on a dadgum t-shirt. Oh, re-rod, re-rod.
Yolotech camera pole dudes.
Stop using Instagram. Get me follower apps. Oh, dude, listen, fat cat. Listen, let me just talk right to you. I'm talking to you right now, Fat Cat. Let me explain to you how this
works. He should be over here because I'm
the center of attention. I love Fat Cat.
Hey, maybe we could be together.
Me and you?
Me and Fat Cat.
You and Fat Cat do a show?
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea.
Fat Cat, we'll reach out to him.
Yeah, I don't know what I can say or not. So, TH Marine distributes that product. We don't have anything to do with the guy that runs that Yolotech page. He likes my page and unfollows my page and likes my page and follows it and unfollows it to the point that I blocked it.
Me too.
Just going to be straight up, we all did.
It's insanity.
It's insanity. So, yes, they're terrible. It's a very confusing situation.
It's a great product.
The guy that invented it is a super nice guy, but
very over the top, old dude.
It's confusing to say the least, the social media strategy. Yeah. So sorry, fat cat. We feel you.
Your hair's on point tonight.
Darian's hair is on point. It's growing back out.
Hannah made me grow it back out for our wedding. She literally
like a ponytail grow it out?
Yes. She literally told me that she would not
mullet.
Well, I don't know if she wouldn't have married.
Do it, fat cat. Fat cat said he's blocking yellow tech. I'll send you a yellow tech for blocking them.
Yeah, if you will do it.
Show me you blocked them, and I'll send you a yellow tech.
Show them, and Luke
just
Duncan
follow
will
TH
Luke Duncan
follow
will send everybody.
Follow at Ranger Boats.
Yes.
At Ranger Boats on Instagram, and we'll send you a yellow tech.
We'll send you a free yellow.
Do you know how many DMs I'm going to get tonight that say, I blocked them. I follow TH Marine. Where's my yellow tech? They're only $100 a piece. And then Luke lost his sponsor deal and his job and his wife and his children and moved to Venice and grew a beard and was an awesome fishing guide. The end. That's kind of how this goes.
Hey, can I be your cook? Camp
first
cook?
Mate.
No, I don't want to go. Okay. I want to be your camp cook.
You can.
That's
you cook them potato chip and you get Jimmy down here every now and then to feed the camp guests some backstrap and river taters.
I will say this when
it's going
Luke
down.
Luke. Was talking yesterday
15,000 on low budget
about
buy.
It blowing, and it blew, and we're in 18 and 19 foot aluminum boats, which are not heavy
compared to glass,
going across this big bay that's wide open,
is the Gulf of Mexico, which was literally the Gulf of Mexico,
right? There's a little bit of grass blocking the Gulf. But, yes, we were at the Gulf.
No, we looked at it on a map. When you come around the point from the pocket we were in, on a map it says Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, because the oil rigs are not there.
There's a beach. we tried to fish. We tried to parallel crank it. Go ahead.
Why are you on the beach? We're down here to fish.
Right around the corner. We were on the beach trying to... There's a sand beach right around the corner where we're catching them.
It
was worth it, Kanan.
It was worth it. Cannon. I'll say this. It was crazy, the looks, because we were coming in, and we came in early.
Yeah.
One, it was foggy as a son of a buck.
Yeah.
And two, the wind was blowing like crazy.
And storming.
And storm rain. Yeah, oh, yeah,
coming.
It rained.
It's coming.
Oh, it rained, and then it'd stop, and then it'd rain, and then the sun would come out, and then it'd rain. Hot mic, thank
hot
you.
Hot mic.
Anyway, so there.
Whose mic is hot?
Several
All
guys.
All of them, probably, but.
Several guides topless.
Nobody said anything in an hour.
Yeah.
Travis Teague is probably my favorite person.
Dude, he is pretty
good. He's one of my. We're going to get trapped. We're going to do one with Travis this year.
But there's several guides, you know,
topless
that are out here.
Yeah.
And we're in the canal coming back, and the looks we got
in
those aluminum boats, these guys are like, what in the. And then we get back out here, and all the duck hunters were going out, headed back out, and they're in smaller boats than us.
I know, but they know what they're doing. They're wondering what in the hell it is that we're doing.
You know what?
They know what the duck hunters are doing.
Apparently, they didn't recognize the beard or
the
hair.
They didn't.
Because you know what you're doing.
Yeah, they didn't.
Shrimp boats don't scare
Luke
Duncan.
The funniest thing was one of our houseboat neighbors over here, a real Cajun man, he kept saying, Team Ranger, kept yelling after he had a few hurricanes or whatever in the hell it is.
Hurricanes, whatever you get up on Bourbon.
Whatever you get on Bourbon Street. He's Team Ranger, he said several times last night when we were out here hanging around the docks. Only a minute and a half remaining. Low Budget Live on Instagram. We're going to go a little longer and talk about it. You want to click over to YouTube on Amiibo, see if we can get that going? Try it. What do you think? No, I don't think so.
We could just run back another
9,000. Phone's gonna die. It's gonna be the problem,
man.
Go all back right. on there for
last 70 seconds. What was your favorite part of the entire week?
My favorite part of the entire week was catching them today on a swim bait, but hanging with these dudes, cooking, and the whole thing's been awesome, man. Catching redfish, but driving these boats around, like figuring our way around this place, has been crazy.
Super legit.
What about you?
Maybe you want me to
go
next? I'll tell you,
49
I've been several times and always with a guide. I think the best part is knowing that
no matter
how much you fish or how little you fish, if you can read a map and you have a chip and you have the
quality boat.
Quality boat and the GPS, you can come down there and have a dang good time.
Exactly.
You don't have to go far.
Yeah. I think, too, what you mentioned earlier, but the fact that we didn't have a guy, like, they put us around, like, in the area, but it's a huge, huge area in the Gulf of Mexico.
They just showed us how to get
there. The fact that we figured that out was pretty cool.
Absolutely. Jimmy, 14 seconds. What was your favorite part?
Being able to take what, you know, from bass fishing and apply it in a redfish world, the everyday situation change and just finding the fish and utilizing your circumstances.
That's awesome.
Boom.
Ended.
Low budget live.
It ended exactly.
It ended perfect. Can't thank y'all enough for doing this.
Yep.
As always. I'll always appreciate it. Appreciate you. We got a good one for that, but we can't say it here. And thank you. Low budget live. Actually live tonight.
Actually live.
Venice, Louisiana. Thank you.
Where's the music?